What's good? We're back. Another episode of Paul Picker Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video of Vance Jones saying Trump's the most powerful person ever in the world of our lifetime, and Stephen A. Smith calling out liberal media. Let's get into it.
How the hell did Donald Trump figure out the mainstream media is the fringe, and the fringe is now the mainstream? How the hell did Donald Trump figure out? I mean, Joe Rogan is obvious, right? Like, we knew the guy had a big audience. It's not like we were, like, stunned. But, like, how the hell was he, the 78-year-old guy who doesn't even have a computer and still, like, writes handwritten notes, how did he become the guy who cracked the code on, to your point, running a cultural, I don't even want to say campaign, running
It was a movement.
Heading a cultural movement versus a campaign.
Every one of your people knows Elon. Listen. Everybody keeps, the problem is you have a framework in your mind that how can Donald Trump? Guys, can we cut it out? Donald Trump is not an idiot. Donald Trump, let me just be very clear. Donald Trump is smarter than me, you, and all critics. You know why we know? Because he has the White House, the Senate, the House.
Totally agree.
Court, the popular vote. He has a massive media ecosystem bigger than the mainstream built around him and for him, and a religious fervor in a political movement around him. And he, his best buddy, is the richest person in the history of the world, and the most relevant Kennedy is with him. This dude is a phenomenon. He is the most powerful human on earth and in our lifetime, and we're still saying, well, how is this guy? We look like idiots to ordinary.
You're totally right.
All right, guys, let me stop right there real quick. Do I think Donald Trump's the most powerful person in our lifetime? It's possible. And people think he's like not smart because they talk about, well, he's had businesses that failed. The thing is he's had multiple businesses. Not every business is going to be successful when you have multiple businesses. Like, it's funny that people who never had one business in a lifetime become successful. Be talking about, oh, this guy filed for bankruptcy on one of his business. That's what smart businessmen do so they could start other businesses. And as far as people who ran for president in my lifetime, oh man, Trump has die-hard fan base, die-hard supporters, like the kind that you see a musician have, you know? He got the die-hards. I don't know that Obama's as big as he was, as big as he is. I don't know that he has die-hard fan base. Like, these people would die on the hill supporting Trump. That's for sure. Let's keep it moving.
Hey, so we got to react to a pretty hilarious clip of Stephen A. Smith acting surprised that the so-called right-wing conspiracy theories were true. Now, Stephen A. Smith is an NPC. Right. Let's keep it 100. OK, he's trying to get into politics, and Stephen A. is finding out what a lot of people realized years ago, especially when Trump first ran for office, which is that a vast majority of the so-called right wing conspiracies are true. Right. They're just delayed facts. The mainstream liberal media comes out here and lies and say, oh, these things are not true. OK, until they are at some point in time in the future proven to be correct. OK, we have so many of these things that have happened over the past 8 years or so. I think most people have woken up to the fact that the so-called conspiracy theories, when the media says that something is a conspiracy from the right, that means that it's true, right? And the liberal media, when they say something is factual, that means that it's a conspiracy, right? Like, for example, when it comes to Hunter Biden's laptop, the liberal media claimed that this was Russian disinformation, okay? That you shouldn't believe it, just to admit 2 to 3 years later that, the Hunter Biden laptop story was real, okay? When it comes to Joe Biden and his mental deterioration, right-wing conspiracy, just to later find out that no, Joe Biden actually is mentally deteriorating, and all of those videos of Joe Biden clearly losing his mind in the middle of meetings, on stage, with world leaders, they weren't cheap fakes. They were real. They weren't out of context. It was actually Joe Biden losing his mind, okay? These are the same people that claim that there is no invasion at the border, just to find out that, yeah, there in fact is an invasion, okay? And what Stephen A. Smith is going to find out here is that the so-called right-wing conspiracies about January 6th and FBI informants being involved, at the very least being active and present at the Capitol as the riot was taking place, is in fact true. Now, if you read the mainstream liberal media headlines that reference a recent watchdog report that came out from the DOJ, you would think the exact opposite, right? Because basically what they're trying to put out there is that, oh, the right-wing conspiracies about January 6th aren't true. There were no undercover FBI agents present at that day during the attack on the Capitol, right? This is what the headlines are saying. But if you actually read beyond the headlines, if you actually read the report did in fact find that some of the FBI's confidential human sources, aka CHSs, were present in the crowds, including three who were tasked with monitoring domestic terrorism subjects. The Inspector General also found that along with the CHSs, there were 23 others who came to D.C. in connection with the rally. Four of them entered the Capitol and 13 entered the restricted security perimeter set up around the building. Yeah, so I want you guys to understand. The media is saying that, no. The right-wing conspiracy about FBI agents being involved with January 6th is not true. While at the same time, when you read the fine print, when you read the articles, they admit that, no, actually, it is true, right? They were there and they were involved. They entered the Capitol. They were in the crowd, that they were involved that day in some capacity, essentially, again, proving the so-called right-wing conspiracies true. Now, Stephen A. is going to react to the fact that the liberal media has lied to him once again. And it's pretty hilarious, right? But hey, this is a part of the process of the NPCs waking up and realizing that the mainstream media lies, right? That you cannot trust these people. So without further ado, let's get into it.
I want to get into some politics before we get on out of here, as we've now entered the final month of Joe Biden's presidency. And for the sake of argument, it hasn't been a good one. The Democrats lost the White House, Senate, and House in November, in the November election. Meanwhile, this week, FBI Director Christopher Wray announced plans to resign at the end of the Biden administration as President-elect Donald Trump takes office in January. The news comes amidst a bombshell report from the Justice Department that revealed the FBI had at least 26 confidential informants on the ground when the Capitol was stormed on January 6, 2021. The report says most of the informants engaged in illegal activity during the chaos. The Justice Department says only three of its 26 informants present had been instructed to observe potential domestic terrorist suspects on the day of the riot. The rest of the 23 appeared to have gone to the Capitol on their own accord. Upon hearing news of the report, Vice President-elect J.D. Vance posted the following on X, quote, "For those keeping score at home, this was labeled a dangerous conspiracy theory months ago," end quote. So 23 folks for the FBI were in the crowd.
What's dangerous about a conspiracy theory? It's crazy how they label things dangerous, like words dangerous. They say misinformation is dangerous, which is basically anything liberals and on people on the left disagree with. That's what misinformation is. You know what also misinformation is? It's free speech. It's covered under the First Amendment. But, you know, it's dangerous because it might hurt some feelings. It might trigger somebody's emotions, apparently, in this sensitive ass world.
And we're just finding that out. Didn't hear anything about that for the election. Didn't hear anything about that when the quote unquote insurrection was broached by.
You notice how he said quote unquote insurrection, quote unquote. That means he doesn't really believe it was an insurrection. It was a bunch of idiots storming the White House, taking Instagram pictures for the most part. he doesn't even think it was insurrection, because this idea that these people were going to take over the government, like we couldn't just bring in the 82nd Airborne or the National Guard or even enough police to shut it down, is bogus. This idea that these people were going to succeed with a coup is ridiculous. This idea that they were going to take over the government and stop Biden from being sworn in as president was bogus.
Vice President Kamala Harris is the Democratic nominee by President Biden before her, by Democrats in both the House and the Senate, as they articulated the belief that Donald Trump was a danger to democracy and using this as a profound, illuminating bullet point to make that case. And now here we are yet again finding even more evidence to Donald Trump's claims when he articulated that the process is rigged, the Democrats are this or that, they're talking about us, but look at what they do. We don't know all the details. It's a report. Justice Department comes out with this. That's not my big issue. My big issue is that I'm really, really sick and tired of every time I turn around finding something else that the Democrats have lied about or downplayed or misrepresented along the way. Where's the $1.5 billion? That was given to the Democratic Party. Where is it? Where the money go?
They pockets.
Why was Oprah given $2.5 million?
I said that before too. Like, she was going to support Kamala and Democrats anyways. She was going to support them anyways. You didn't have to pay her. You really didn't have to pay her.
Why was Al Sharpton's National Action Network given that much money?
He was going to support the Democrats, too. Yep. So why give him money? Just so he would interview you? I bet I do run for president, or I'm a vice president, and you charge me for interviews. It'd be the other way around, if anything.
Before interviews, by the way. Why? I think it was $500K for the National Action Network. Why? I want to be clear. I don't have any problem with the National Action Network taking that money, because they don't have a lot of money. I have more of a problem with Oprah taking $2.5 million when she's worth over $1 billion. But speaking to us as if her heart and soul was so immersed in supporting Kamala Harris.
Yeah, if anybody gives me $2.5 million or $2 million or whatever, yeah, I'm going to act like I support them to the fullest extent. I mean, you probably should. If somebody gives you $2 million, you definitely probably should support them. But she would have supported them without the $2 million. And like he said, she's worth billions. She didn't need that money. But you want us to take you on your word when you got paid to say what you said.
Well, then why didn't you do it for free?
Yo, I can only laugh. I can only laugh at clowns like Stephen A. Smith, because Stephen A, he's one of these people where he's almost there, but he just can't let himself get there. You know what I'm saying? This is the same guy who every single time he does a video critical of Democrats, admitting that the Democrats are bad, that they're not good, that they are doing a terrible job, he always has to come out and say, well, I'm not voting for Trump because I believe that he's a threat to democracy and that he may cause civil war.
No, you know what's going to cause civil war? What's going to cause civil war is liberals and Democrats keep calling everybody on the right racist, white supremacist, homophobes, bigots, and transphobes. What's going to cause civil war is the left trying to bring in more illegal immigrants to take away American-born citizens' jobs. And what's going to cause civil war is liberals trying to indoctrinate people's kids with LGBTQ community and transgender rhetoric. What's going to cause civil war is screwing up the economy more and more, taking away the First Amendment that you're attacking, the attack on the First Amendment. I guarantee if you try to take away people's Second Amendment and the guns, you guarantee that will lead to civil war. You know, this idea that the Republicans are going to cause civil war, that's bogus. It's the left. Let's keep it moving.
But yet, he admits that he's been lied to by the Democrats. He's been lied to. So if you've been lied to about all of these things, then why is it that you would believe what they're saying about Trump? The biggest lie they have told about Trump is that he's a so-called threat to democracy. That he's going to start civil war and that he's Hitler. That's the biggest lie. Which to me seems to be what Stephen A. Smith has failed for. Now he's seeing all the other lies and admitting that, yeah, these things are lies. So when are you going to admit, Stephen A., that you were bamboozled, hoodwinked, tricked, led astray, just like everybody else, when it comes to the biggest lies about Trump?
He won't. The reason he won't is he's too worried about losing followers, ratings dropping, what people in the black community will say about him, what some of these athletes that he has on the show will say about him, because a lot of them are woke, left, liberals, not living in reality, responsible for the divisiveness, like the NBA. They alienated like half of their consumer base and want to blame it on three-point shooting of why the ratings are going down. Like, it has nothing to do with you alienating half of your consumer base. It has nothing to do with you taking a political stance that you support liberals and Democrats, because that's what the NBA did.
That's all I want to see. I want to see this guy come out here and say, yeah, I regret my vote for Kamala Harris.
He won't.
That's all I want to hear. Because Stephen A. is just making himself look sillier and sillier, being one of these individuals that voted for Kamala Harris, but is now coming out and admitting that, hey, yeah, I was lied to, right? I was tricked. I'm just saying. Normal, regular, everyday people figured this out years ago, that we were being lied to about January 6th. We were not getting all the information in regards to what happened that day and why it happened. Normal people figured this out. Stephen A. Smith, who is a very highly paid sports journalist that's diving into politics, it took him much longer to figure out the things that the so-called conspiracy theories figured out years ago. That, again, the Democrat Party is a party of liars, right? The Democrat Party is running a whole scam on half of America. Kamala Harris's campaign was a Ponzi scheme. She raised a whole bunch of money just to get her friends paid. And Stephen A. didn't get a dime, right? At least, I don't know. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I'm just saying that Stephen A., everybody else got paid for their endorsement of Kamala Harris, for them to come out here and say, vote for Kamala, but you didn't, right? You didn't get paid for it, at least as far as I know. And you continuously told your audience, yeah, I voted for Kamala. I'm not voting for Trump.
I heard enough, man. Stephen A. is like a broken clock. He's right twice a day. I think Stephen A., deep down inside, is a conservative, but he's a coward and he's afraid to say it. I guess he's afraid that some of his family members won't allow him to come over for Thanksgiving or Christmas and he's afraid that what some of his fans or followers or some of the athletes will think about him. As much as he acts like he don't care what people think about what he says when he's talking about sports, when it comes to politics, it's a whole different thing. He's a hypocrite, if you ask me, man. I mean, how can you agree with Republicans and conservatives so much but vote against them every time? That's crazy to me. Well, once again, thank you for tuning in. Another episode of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.